Yo, what it is, y'all? What it is? Welcome back to Beats, Rhymes, and Vibes.
We back.
Yo, I know.
Sorry, man.
We apologize, man. We apologize. You know,
man. Niggas just. Let's call it, man. It's been a long week.
Was it just really a week though? I feel like 2 weeks.
Nah, it was a week, but it's your man DF and that's the original Bob guy.
It's your man Q Bevs, aka Q TNA.
And it's episode 10.
We made it to the 10. We made it to the double digits.
It's lit, nigga.
Yo, but we can't only just bring the 10 without the 10. You feel me?
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? Got my man Koslick from Long Island.
Yeah, man. My man
came through. Long Island to LAX. My man.
JFK to LAX.
My man just
Long Island.
Just touched down.
Yes, sir. My man came back. What up, though, my G?
How you feeling, bro?
Just living, man. Feeling good. Living good. Everything Gucci.
Word, man. Shit, bro. Last time I seen you, we was at your crib. We was lobbing. You know, me, D-Trilla, DZ, you feel me?
Shout out my nigga D-Trilla. He came through. He played some knockers.
Yeah, he played some knockers. Ams the Marvelous was there that day.
Yes, sir. Catching up. Listening to beats and everything. We had pizza.
Niggas had pizza.
The regular.
Yeah, man. Shout out. Nah, he held it down, son.
Yeah, shout out my nigga Cosway.
Kai held it down.
He held the nigga down, man.
He held it down, son. He ordered a piece of niggas. Humble niggas, son.
That's necessities in a stool.
I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
For me? Dead ass.
It's all part of rapper life, B. Kai, what's good, my G? How you living, dog? Living good, man. I'm maintaining, man. Working, school, everything.
Yeah, man.
Trying to keep my head on straight. Shout out to all my niggas out here working in their school, man. Living that double life, G. Yo, man, so what's up with the music, man? Like, you know, niggas been out here bumping your shit crazy. We out here talking about when's that new concert coming, you know what I'm saying?
Niggas, that's a fact,
here,
man.
We watching. It's funny, because I just made a track before I came here. Mm-hmm. So I'll probably drop a new track next week, maybe. Just made it.
So you got a, you got a few things in,
on YouTube. Weed is lit, y'all. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah, as always. So you got a couple of few things on YouTube. Like, what is the latest mixtapes you dropped?
Alright, I got a couple tapes on that Piff. My latest that I've dropped, I've just been dropping singles lately. Just dropped the song Dash.
Yeah.
A couple months ago. I've been trying to drop a track like every month. So I've been dropping shit like for the last 5 months maybe.
Yeah.
Straight singles. Probably have a tape coming. Summertime. Summertime sounds good.
Summertime
sounds good.
Think so.
But I'm always working.
That's a good reach, you know, saying summertime.
Yeah, summertime is definitely the wave where you feel like, you know, you can clear your mind, you got your ideas out. Yeah. You just giving everybody what you're thinking about.
The sun is out. You know what I'm saying?
The ass is out.
Titties,
for the women's. You
the weed is lit. School
trees,
over.
School over. Taking flights and shit.
Everything.
You know what I'm saying?
Vacation.
I'm in your city. I'm back.
Words.
You back in town. All that shit.
Yes, sir.
So, recently, a couple things been going on for the past few weeks. We had Rick Ross. Rick Ross dropped his album.
Rather You
Than Me. Then you also got Drake. Drake came out with More Life.
Of course.
So, have y'all bumped to Rick Ross's new album?
If I can be honest, I haven't. Heard it yet. I heard a couple tracks. Mm-hmm. Sounded dope. I heard it was better than More Life. That's what I heard. But I didn't listen to it yet.
Pardon me, y'all. I'm rolling up. But yeah, man, I fuck with that raw shit hard. I fuck with that raw shit harder than his recent shit he was putting out. Ever since Teflon.
That's the best album.
because ever since Teflon, Rose, you know, he put out good music and good albums and ever since then. But it's like, he always pumped it like it was going to be that one or whatever, or this is it, or this is the one that's going to put me in the books and shit like that. And I understand as a rapper, you got to hype your shit up. You got to be hype about your shit, but you got to be real too. Like, or maybe that's just me. I look for too much when niggas say they gonna drop classics and shit. More Life was cool. What people gotta stop doing is calling it an album. It's a playlist, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
At the same time, I feel like everything is like an album.
Yeah, like everything is an album. Yeah. Like mixtapes.
Once they put it together, it's an album.
Yeah, it's pretty much an album.
Once you put together a body of work, you put together.
And then it's selling, so.
Yeah.
All over the place.
Niggas out here selling playlists now, God.
Mm-hmm. Casanova just dropped the album.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
That shit on that pimp. So.
Yeah, everything's just albums now.
A lot of niggas is putting their mixtapes out on Dat Piff, Spinrilla, and all of that other shit. Yeah. And they also selling it at the same time.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, we in a new age, but you don't really need the middleman no more.
Facts.
Niggas is getting their own cheese.
Everything lit.
Word.
iTunes, you can get on there.
iTunes, Tidal. Yeah, you don't need no label for that, man. Back then, you used to have like a A&R. Yeah, your label head. They all set that shit up for you before you even start recording, nigga. And now you can start doing that shit while you setting your shit up, nigga. In the process.
So, Cop, explain to me who Ty Johnson is.
Ty Johnson. That is my brother from another, out of Valley Stream in Elmont. We met through my son Ev, made clothes. I just was copping his clothes and shit. I used to work with Ev at Palladium in Roosevelt Field, whatever.
Yeah.
We just became cool. Niggas started traveling to LA and shit every now and then. Me and Ty Johnny got cool. Started making music because we was the rappers, they was the designers, so you know, we would just go out with them,
yeah,
and we would just be rapping. And they would sponsor shit, they'd have us like looking fly, you know what I mean, styling us. So then we just, from then, we just kept making music together. We all still together too. I still fuck with Ev, still rocking his clothes every day. We got some fire out, Ev Bravado, so you know, Hillboy shit. Valley Stream, Elmont, Queens, Long Island, all of that.
Shout out to Ev, man. So, you still repping the same gang as always?
I'm always repping Ghost Gang. That's my squad. That's from high school, Van Days, it was Shway's. You know what I mean? But always repping Ghost Gang. Always. It's my family.
So when was the start of it?
Word. How did that come about?
Definitely in high school.
You know, I definitely know my inputs on that shit. Yeah, but I want you to tell everybody.
Facts. I ain't really ever talk about it, but Van Buren, niggas was just like the cool kids. We was just on the second floor, just posted up every day, and we just the same niggas every day. After school, you know, McDonald's down the street, fucking Wendy's down the street, Pizza Hut, Popeye's, Burger King. And it's Van Buren, it's right in the middle of everything. It's like all the schools gotta pass us, so shit like that, so.
Yeah.
Just been running with the same niggas. And it just became Ghost Gang.
Yeah. Now, y'all was just on some cool shit, you know what I'm saying?
A bunch of wild
niggas. Now, how did that transcend into music?
For me, I always been rapping. Like, I always been writing since like 12, maybe. Like, I used to live in Far Rock, and I ain't have nothing to do. Like, sitting in a fucking apartment, nothing to do. Like, just writing. So, I always been rapping, but I never really was pushing myself. Even MySpace days, my page had my tracks on it and shit, like. But I was new to Queens, so niggas ain't really know that I was rapping. But when high school was over and shit, then I started taking it more serious. Started dropping shit.
Yeah.
Everybody picked up on it.
You know, it's always towards the end of high school niggas really take the shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's what it takes, bro.
Yeah, it's cause like that's the time when niggas really figuring out what they want to do.
I guess that's when you realize when life hits you.
Yeah. I mean, not even life hits you. Sometimes you're trying to figure it out cause you don't want to go to college.
Yeah, that's true.
You understand?
Yeah, I went to college and I'm in college like
fuck this shit. Like, I want to rap.
Yeah.
You know, I drop out. Yeah, I've been in college for a long time, man. I've been in and out, just like, always like, fuck it. I don't want to do this. I want to rap. And then it's like, nah, I know what I want to do. I want to go to school for music. I want to go to school for fashion. Like, no, I want to do what I know how to do. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you're going to go to school.
If I'm going to work, I'm going to work doing something I want to do.
Facts. So, regardless. Yo, this is the Beats, Rhymes, and Vibes podcast.
And you will never hear a podcast like this in your life. This is the pool. This is the coolest podcast ever.
That's a fact. It's the pool. The coolest podcast. That's the coolest.
Yo, niggas is hot. Yo, this was good, man. Niggas out here is passing blunts back
and forth. Nah, I was trying to pass you the blunt, my nigga.
You know,
this nigga who had a whole shit. Blunt in his hand, bro. Oh, you dropping the blunt, my nigga.
Oh, it dropped right in the tray. Because I ain't even...
Nah, I did it for a reason. Nah, because I seen DZ. DZ was about to light the fucking blunt.
Nah, I was just holding it. Y'all still passing it, but it's all...
Nigga, you lit it, though.
I ain't light it. I was riding it.
Oh, whatever, nigga. Anyway. Yo, so... Damn, so you into the fashion shit, right? You doing your own clothing line coming up?
Eventually, I'm going to get into that. Yeah. Right now, I'm just learning how to do everything. And then, probably after the semester, I'll probably start working on shit. All
right, so cool. Let me ask you some real questions. Mm-hmm. All right, man. Mm-hmm. Shout out to my man, Barl. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's my nigga right there. Mm-hmm. Is Barl cooking good, bro? Samantha's is lit.
Samantha's, I don't know, you know, Samantha's is not around, I don't think. I think they still got an app, and you could order it on the app in Queens.
Word?
Yeah, but Carl is definitely in school right now for culinary school.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's chefing.
Chefing it. Yeah, I know. My guy is nasty in the kitchen, man.
He got crazy with it. Like, yeah, yeah. When I get on, that's the chef. I already told him.
What we got, Chef Bomb?
That's Chef God.
Nah, that's love, man. You know what I'm saying? Just to see y'all niggas growing up and, you know, y'all not switching up on one each other. You know what I'm saying? Just keep that good, positive energy and y'all keep pushing. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I love seeing unity, man.
And, you know, I know that, you know, free, why not? You know what I'm saying? I know that nigga not around, so that shit free, really fucking y'all niggas up right now. You know what I'm saying?
That's a minor setback. Mm-hmm.
I'm
back.
That's a fact, man.
You know already know when he get out. Everything will be different.
Of course. Coming back stronger, bro. Everybody gonna come back stronger. That's a fact. You know what I mean? Yeah, so, like, who are you willing to work with in Queens?
Anybody. Everybody. You like, I can't name niggas because I don't even know who really cares. Like, who really about real rap. Like, who really do this. Music. Like, niggas make songs every day. I'm down to work with anybody because I really do it. Like, it's life for me. I'm studio in the crib, everything. So, it's not in the right of verse.
Deadass. A quick 16, real quick.
Shit like that.
You be singing?
You know, sing. I got some tracks. Everybody got singing tracks. Nowadays.
I know DZ got some singing tracks in the vault.
No comment.
Yeah, definitely
got some shit. Nigga got some shit. Nigga don't want to tell niggas.
They're not ready for that part.
Yeah, what was your first track ever?
First track ever?
Yeah.
I probably was doing freestyles and shit. Mm-hmm. Way back my 6 days, I was probably doing freestyles.
You still remember the rhymes?
Nah, I can say like I can say the beginning and then I just blank after that. But I definitely remember my first song.
Yeah.
Cause it was fire. Uh-huh. It was some shit.
Cool. Everybody's first song though, it was fire.
Nah, it was my first legit joint. My first legit joint. I did off like a $10 mic off my PC laptop.
Mm-hmm. That's where it started. You know what I mean?
$10 mic.
That's where it all started.
I had my mans mix it up. I had some girls singing on it. It was called I'm Poppin'. Yeah. It was lit though.
I'm Poppin'.
If niggas have you on MySpace, niggas know those that shit. Yo,
this nigga, man.
Fly out the MySpace, man.
That's how long that.
So, are you willing to sign into a label or staying independent?
Me, I did go to school for music, so I definitely don't need a label. Like, the only thing a label could give me is promotion.
And distribution.
And funding and distribution.
Yeah.
But I don't need it. I ain't even pressed. Like, I'd rather do this shit on my own if I could.
Yeah.
You know, if the shit got out of hand, maybe I would, you know, sign something. But nothing stupid. Like, I'm going hard. Like, I'm reading them contracts. I know DZ reading them contracts and shit.
You damn right. Send I read that. I read the contracts, yeah. Bro. Niggas is not ganking me, God.
Mm-hmm. Nigga, I'm pulling up with a contract, nigga. You're not getting me, boy. Yo, play some Cod Slick, man. Mm-hmm. 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 Some constantly, you know what I'm saying? Got my man out here. It's been, yo, this nigga, man, the other day I hit this nigga up, man. I'm like, yo, bro, pull up, you know what I'm saying? Niggas about to link up. This nigga in and out of sleep, my nigga. Nigga hit me back like fucking 11 o'clock, like.
Niggas be hot.
Like, yo, my fault, bro.
100%. Yo, you know what I'm
saying? It don't take much to know that shit, dog. I feel it, dog.
And the thing, yo, you know better than anybody. Like, having a setup where you could just get high all day. I ain't going nowhere. Like,
yo, I'm telling
why
you,
am I leaving?
And, then, nah, you know,
and on top of that, you making music?
Like, yeah.
What?
And by the time it's time to go, I'll be too high.
Nigga be like, shit, I'll
open
this.
Blunts in, you
yeah, just go upstairs.
Yeah,
just knock
go,
out.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Rolled up too many.
Too many blunts, my nigga.
Yo,
so,
man.
You have any plans for 420?
420. Nigga said plans for 420. What's the plans for 420?
Oh,
there's only one plan for 420. Yeah,
I mean, yo, niggas is, sorry to break it to y'all low key. Niggas is, might have a 420 event that's low key coming in the works right now. You know what I'm saying? Details will be provided shortly. You know what I'm saying? So stay tuned.
420 might be my going out day. Might go out.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Smoking, like.
If anything, oh, going out.
I'm going out with it. Like,
oh, going out with a bang?
Going out with a bang, man. I'm trying.
How many blunts?
Many as I can.
Shit,
I fucking came back from LA. My tolerance is unlimited. I gotta give it a break now.
Yeah, I feel you, bro. Like, niggas done smoke so much blunts, my nigga. It's like, niggas get high anymore?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, niggas get high, but it's like, yo. Shit, wow, my nigga.
Play that joint with Todd Johnson.
Something to smoke.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. I'll be looking at niggas smoking weed and shit. Yo, they be having roach trays and shit. Roaches looking like this.
Yeah, that's
I'm like, yo, my nigga, damn. When you see a roach like this, you know nigga got weed.
Yeah.
Dead ass. Nah, but them roaches be hitting in the morning, though.
Hell yeah.
Anytime.
Sometimes,
I mean,
y'all,
you light the shit again in the morning, but.
Oof. Yeah, because, you know, sometimes yeah, you think you can smoke you a... Sometimes like, you think you can smoke you a nightcap, and then, like, you be like, put the shit out.
Yeah.
Smoke that shit in the morning.
Damn, you like, ooh. Like, you gotta go to work.
Thank God I put this shit out.
Facts.
Mm-hmm. At the right size, no, you know what I'm saying?
I gotta hide my shit, too. I gotta put it out and hide it somewhere.
Yeah.
I walk into the garage and be gone. And somebody done found it.
Damn.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's one thing I'm scared of, son. Niggas is taking my roaches. Like, yo, why you touching my shit, bro? Like, I'm trying to smoke my shit when I get back. You know what I'm saying?
Whoa.
Shit is crazy. Oh. I made a mistake on the last episode, right? So let me put this shit out there right now. Big shout outs to Fire. You know what I'm saying? Fire. That's Jasmine McKenzie shit. You know what I'm saying? Go check that shit out. Nigga.
Shout out to the beautiful women, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Big shout outs to the beautiful women out there, definitely.
I don't shout out enough, so this is me, this is DFNS, shouting out all the beautiful women, you know what I'm saying? From the Beats, Rhymes, and Vibes podcast, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So, Kyle, you married?
Oh, I'm married.
This ain't no quiet storm, bitch.
This nigga's crazy.
You know married, how young
bro?
I am?
You married, bro?
Nah. I'm a young man.
Kids?
No kids, man.
What happens if somebody popped up 30s. And just said, yo, you the baby daddy?
Nah, it wouldn't happen.
Man, always strapped.
Here's a nah, don't play like that.
I ain't never got a girl pregnant.
Nigga, don't play that, man. We always strapped out here.
So when you gonna work with D-Trilla, bro?
Whenever. I know I say when that nigga called me, but I'm gonna have to call that nigga now and just be like, yo, it's really getting lit now. Niggas is asking for you, B. Yo, fuck around. We might have to get that nigga on an episode one day.
Who?
D-Trilla, Sonny, right?
Yeah, if that nigga could come outside.
If that nigga come outside, man, it's lit.
Nigga, before I even did this podcast, bro, oh man, I went to BBQ's. Yeah. Oh man, Fire. Beach Bomb, bro. Beach Bomb. I had to, you know, Texas size. Bro. I'm a little faded, son. I'm a little faded, and I got work later on in the morning.
I got work.
Shit, I got work at 9. I'm gonna be alright, though.
Niggas out here.
Cool. Niggas said that's
cool.
I got work
in the morning. Niggas out here smoking.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Able to do this podcast.
When I smoke, it's relaxing. It's like my body's still resting.
Yeah.
I can stay up late and just cheap as hell. You know what I mean?
And the way you sleep, son, it's gonna be. You're gonna be dead, bro.
I'm gonna be out. Anytime I touch my bed, I'm out.
Word.
Once you in that comfort zone, nigga.
Yo, earlier we was doing a comparison to Vanessa and Lisa Ray.
Simmons.
Yeah, Vanessa Simmons.
Lisa Ray.
Yeah, I said Lisa Ray.
I said Vanessa. What you think?
Vanessa or Lisa Ray? Red Run Vanessa?
Yeah.
She was on a show.
Yeah, the Squares.
Nigga took
I ain't gonna lie, cause I seen her on the squares and she was looking type nice, like
yeah,
damn baby girl.
And she had a kid too. She had a kid, she was looking good.
So she's a MILF.
I mean, Lisa Ray got kids.
They both.
Nah, Lisa Ray. Yeah, my fucking brother. Yo, give me some.
Let me just explain that Lisa Ray is 15 years old.
So what, my nigga? Vintage vagina, bro.
Alright,
so Nia Long or Vanessa Simmons?
Alright, see, that's different.
What, my nigga? What you mean it's different?
I would take Nia.
Because she's vintage vagina anyway, bro. She's vintage vagina.
Any real nigga is taking Nia Long.
Vanessa is a good girl with a family of money. Only right. That's wifey material. Lisa Ray is like, you know, you wanna smash.
Nigga said you wanna smash. If that's what you think, bro. Oh man.
Nia Long is fire.
What is this shit, Kyle?
This is you can't finesse with the scrubs.
Them niggas ain't doing it right.
SoundCloud, it right. Apple Music, Tidal, Spotify.
Teaching these niggas is about
YouTube
the aesthetics.
Video out.
Mm-hmm. Come get a lesson, the one that I get it. That's just how I'm living. Baby, don't tell me I've changed. I just see changing the money. Run up the check. My niggas are next. They front, but they feeling the flex. They stunting, but nigga, who tricking the check? My niggas are blessed. Feel like this, feel like success.
Shout out to Todd Johnson.
I'm just shuffling flows. You ain't really got it, boy. You acting the show. You say you're getting pussy, but you lacking the hoes. You niggas don't really want, boy. You lacking the flows. Boy, you know how it goes. We killed them, we killed them, we kill us some more. Cooking up dope. I be whipped, ripping the stove. She came to the crib, plenty of shit, stripping the clothes. Cause you know that Todd don't piss and expose. She said the tank too strong, she hitting it slow. She bringing the friends, they all piled up in the bins. Cause he only fuck with niggas on the shit in the shows. Oh, man, the voice is here, God took it to me now. Man, the voice is clear. Man, the voice is clear. My phone know I'm better, who I'm supposed to fear. Line them all up, who I'm supposed to kill. We on the hills, dog, is this how I'm supposed to feel? When you on top and you feeling real untouchable. The real niggas fucking through the scrubs, feeling real uncomfortable. All my niggas finna ride out. You don't believe me? You try to find out? You know how we giving it up. You don't want my niggas leaving the cut.
Yeah.
You can finesse with the scrubs. 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 You can finesse with the scrubs.
Can't finesse with them. Nah. Shit, I don't even mess with them. I might call my nigga ref to keep a tech with them. We want it all, then we gon' leave us left for them. Yeah. You and your niggas keep a fest. I just bounce like when you cash your check. And why nigga Valkyrie, I pay for the checks. In the hills, and I'm from the damn projects. Man, I just do it for my set. When I throw it up, just know it's all net back. Rookies fucking with a vet. Word. And these kicks probably put you in debt. And my chick probably break your neck. And I just taught her how to flex. Woo. She don't fuck with scrubs. Pretty boy fucking like a thug. Kill that pussy just like a bug. Then I roll up and smoke a dub. All you niggas dubs. Fuck throwing subs. I appreciate all the hate. Cause I know that it's all love.
All my niggas finna ride out. You don't believe me?
You try to find out. Yeah.
You know how we giving it up. You don't want my niggas leaving the cut. Nigga, you knew what it was. You can finesse with the scrubs. You can finesse with the scrubs. You can finesse
this
with the scrubs.
Ow.
You can finesse with the scrubs. You can finesse with
you
the scrubs.
You can relate to this shit. You feel me?
You can finesse with the scrubs. 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 You can finesse with the scrubs.
Yeah. You can finesse with the scrubs.
Can't finesse with the scrubs, nigga.
You can't.
Can't finesse with us, nigga.
Can't with you. At all, man.
You punk bitch.
Where to find that shit out again, bro?
Apple Music, YouTube, the videos out, SoundCloud, Spotify, Tidal.
Young niggas, women.
My son Ty Johnson, he dropped an album not too long ago, Many Wild Nights. It's on Apple Music. Ooh. SoundCloud too.
Oh man. What is this one, Kosh?
This is Dash. I made this song like a year ago. I put it out a couple months back.
Jumping that whip and I dash. Fuck on that bitch and I pass. I'm focused on getting this cash.
You can hear this on SoundCloud. Apple Music? It's on Apple Music, bro? Yes, bro, yeah! You can't finesse with these scrubs, man.
Getting it
just done. Cause I just did it.
I just shit it. Oh, what a feeling. Pulled up with no shitters. Fucking with my old hoes and damn bro. You still ain't hit it. Your boy slipping. My boy's tripping. In the hills slipping. Tell your girl to visit. Oh, wait, she here already. Never mind, just forget it. Money over bitches, that's my decision. Money over bitches, that's my religion. Money over bitches, that's proper pimping. Can't dab you up, cause my proposition. Money on my mind, bro, I'm on a mission. Money on me, cause that's my best friend. Listen, don't spend your money on birds. If you need your chicken, could've been a man, but you missed it.
Damn, that sucks, nigga.
Could've been a man, but you missed it.
Now you a fuck, nigga.
Could've been a man, but you missed it. Damn, that sucks, nigga. You could've been a man, but you missed it. Now you a fuck, nigga. They stay the fuck around me. Only real ones around me. Niggas tryna clown me.
I'm a clown.
I'm a clown.
Just
skirt off. And that beat, hoes grill when we meet. Now she wanna fuck me. Wow, it's going down. I just can't fuck with these hoes. Nah, I just wanna count up the dough. Why? I just wanna bowl with my bros.
We got championship goals. Pull up in the paint, bro.
Skirt off, now I'm ghost. Bye. Pull up in the range, bro. Yeah, fresh with a bank, bro. RP. Young nigga, just dash on.
Young nigga, get the cash on. Live, die, die fast on.
Young nigga, just dash. Jumping that whip in that dash. Fuck on that bitch in that pass. I'm focused on getting this cash.
You know that's a fact.
Jumping that whip in that dash. Fuck on that bitch in that pass. I'm focused on getting this cash. You know that's a fact. Yeah, I gotta get it cause I gotta split it with my brethren. Preaching like I'm a reverend. I hope all my dogs go to heaven. Yeah. Some snow bunnies for me and my playboys. I'm you have. Tell the Lord to keep on blessing. And we just gonna keep on flexing. Listen. I gotta get this cash, baby. The cash. Put it in the stash, baby. The stash. Almost born in the 80s. Whoa. Could've been a crack baby. Almost. Now I'm spin crack, baby. Fact. You know that's a fact, baby. For the hoes that try to play me. Now it's fuck you.
Pay me.
Jumping that whip in that dash. Skirt. Fuck on that bitch in that pass.
Word.
I'm focused on getting this cash.
You know that's a fact.
Jumping that whip in that dash. Skirt. Fuck on that bitch in that pass.
Word.
I'm focused on getting this cash. You know that's a fact. Young nigga, just dash on it. Young nigga, get the cash on it. Live young, die fast on it. Young nigga, just dash.
Nigga, young nigga, just dashing.
Kyle Slick dashing on him.
Yes, sir.
This nigga. Yo, let me tell you about that shit. Like, with me, how I feel about that song.
That's a vibe right there.
Like, that's some shit, bro. You had some shit. Like, I don't know what was wrong with that nigga, son. He just dropped that shit. Like, we spoke about that shit. Like, I think I talked to you in person or I text you or some shit. And I was like, yo, bro, this song is fire, my nigga. Like, I be driving, my nigga, late nights. You know what I'm saying? I'll be dashing, bro. Like, I be going like 100, my nigga. On the highways.
Me, I'm the quiet one, you know what I'm saying? I be bumping niggas shit on the humble, you know what I'm saying? When I see niggas, I just tell niggas, yo, I be bumping. I see you, nigga, don't worry, yo. I got you.
Facts, I mean, I definitely be bumping your shit, too.
Yeah, man.
I be bumping everybody's shit. I fuck with everybody's music right now.
Yeah, man.
It's lit.
Nigga, Kyle Slick out here doing the damn thing.
Man. Nah, that's a fact, bro. Like, niggas is acting like this nigga's just a rapper that just came out. This nigga been working, bro. I've really seen this nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I can't front. Like, if niggas did look into it, there's definitely tapes. Like, there's tapes.
Exactly,
out there.
Like, my bro had features, projects,
a lot of shit.
YouTube songs, you know what I'm saying? Cameos.
I definitely probably got rid of most of the shit out there, though. Most of the old shit out there.
Yeah, man, because we trying to get on some fresh shit.
Yeah, we trying to start all over and shit.
Yeah, that's why my cloud is, like, it's just fresh.
Yeah.
I only got, like, fucking 6-7 songs on there. But, yeah.
Shit, I'm gonna have to read. I'm gonna have
five of them is fresh.
Get my shit a makeover, man. I have to make my shit.
Tell them nah, you got the catalog, man. You got a lot of shit. You gotta leave that. My shit.
Niggas say that shit. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, I want to give niggas like that 7 songs that, like, ew, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so that build up for what I'm about to come out with is on some shit. Niggas on some, like, oh, okay. I don't know, man. It's just how I'm trying to give it to the people.
Find certain ways to give it to the people. They're not receptive to every way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Find different ways and shit to trick people head.
man. There's always a way.
As soon as they catch the air, though, then it's all good.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, so tell me about that pull up in OD.
Yeah, OD. That was my first track back. That was my first song that I made in the crib. I'm like, yo, I'm about to drop a song. Cause I took a long break from the rap shit. Like, been back to school for music. And I'm in school for the fashion. So I was like, yo, let me put a track out. And I put that out. And But I knew, like, once I heard the beat, it was just quick. Like, you know how shit be. It's just like, oh yeah, I know what I'm gonna do to this. Did it, put it out, mixed it myself, put it out. The mix was nasty at first. I had to change it a couple times, like just replace the file a couple times. Like,
But it's niggas still, heard the original.
It's still nasty to me.
Niggas heard the original at his crib. You remember that shit? He was at his crib. He played the original shit. He was like, "Yo, this is how it was supposed to sound." Like, I'm like, "Damn."
Niggas got an OD. Niggas got OGs out here, man.
Yo, man. Play that pull up in OD, man. You know what I'm saying? Like,
this was definitely
That was a different vibe for you.
Actually,
too,
I had Dash before I made that too. I had Dash.
In the crib? You made it in the crib?
I made Dash in the crib at first. Actually, I want to shout out to Shiggy too. Because the How I'm a Clown shit.
Yeah.
Obviously. I actually had his voice for that part. But then I did it in a different studio and I just did it myself. But
everything self made, bro.
Yeah, man. Shout out to niggas. Shout out to the funny niggas out here letting us use our tracks, man.
Word. Shout out to Rennie.
Shout out to Rennie, man.
Nigga gave that nigga inspiration on the Love Trap setbacks.
Yeah, real shit, man.
These niggas is legit. Niggas got the clout.
He opening doors for the youngins. You know what I'm saying? Most of them opening the doors. Like, I see all the young dudes. Like, you seen that dude recently that was with the pink do-rag on? With the weave?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He's doing the weave.
I seen that today.
Weave.
I'm like, yo, this is some real...
Nigga about to make money off that, bro.
That was genius.
Bro, a fucking pink... You mean to tell me I could wear a pink do-rag with no shirt on, just going up, weave? Weave.
Just regular shit.
Weave. Nigga 52 blocking niggas. Weave.
Yo, that shit is jokes.
Shit blowing up. You know what I'm saying?
Some real New York shit.
That's a fact. Pull up an OD. Pull up an OD. Shit. Is there a video coming out?
I actually should shoot a bit for this. I wanted to, but I be so busy. It's just like, I never could plan something out.
Fuck, you know, you got a million plans.
I might have to shoot that. I could do some New York shit to this.
Yeah. Bring it back home. College for that pussy. You was high when you made it.
I'm always high.
Pull up like Kyrie, my nigga, I'm ballin'. You You wish you could foul me. I'm tryna OD, I'm on fire, this bitch tryna blow me. She told me that she want the whole D. I told her that that is just OD. Pull up my bro D's, I tell him that it is just OE. Swerve, hit the curb, gon' speed. Word, told him I'm an OD. I'm the one like Obi. I'm the one you can know me. I just really need a Broly. And a few whips like I'm Toby. Need a few chips like I'm Kobe. Rollin' in the spot like Ginobili. And my bitches like Juliet. Niggas callin' me Romy. Oh, whoa, yo. Hit a four with the okie doke. Hit a hole with the pokey poke. She need a fix cause you broke, you broke. Need a blue ghost like I'm Loki low. Niggas say they better, that's a dookie joke. Had too much of that smoky smoke. That loud pack, the only smoke we smoke.
Nigga was blackin'. Nigga was blackin'. Whew.
I love performing this.
The energy.
That's why I made it, just to perform.
That was pull up an OD by my man Carl Slick. Check in.
My nigga Carl Slick. Yes, sir. We out here on some motherfucking vibe shit.
Yeah, I ain't gonna front. I'm on some motherfucking drunk shit right now, bro. Like, that fucking beach bomb from BBQ's. Oh, man. This shit got me feeling like a young nigga just dashing on it. Might pull up an OD in somebody's bitch crib. Or trying to finesse some bitch. But she can't fuck with these scrubs.
Shout out to the bitches.
Yo, Kai, so how's your bars?
How's my bars? Shit, I mean, you know what I mean? You heard them.
Yeah, play a beat, man. Play D Triller beat, man. What you got in that D Triller vault, man? What we got? What we got? Cause I'm not gonna front, man. You gotta spit some shit.
This nigga was here and he cooked up some shit.
What you got, man? What you got?
Let me see what's good.
Shot. This shit greasy, boy. Let's get on this shit real quick. I got you, Kai. Listen. Yo. I'm coming through. Like, what's really good? Coming through. Like, what's really good? I'm on the D-Triller beat. Like, what's really good?
What's up? You already know I rolled up like 2 months before I rolled 2 months.
Roll up, nigga.
Ball Marley with the rolls on the side.
No, really, you know, roll up, nigga.
In the G-Hop on the ODB. I'm OD, nasty like Nas, and I keep that prize. And I've been the refugee, refuge. You already know me. You will go against me, nigga. You lose. I don't need no proof. I'm all the evidence you need. No man's speeds. And you already know I cop that speed. Game Boy, it ain't no Game Boy, homie. I got that. And you already know. Been rolling up loud packs, loud caps. As a matter of fact, I'm only from South Pack.
don't care, motherfucking Snapchat. I don't really give a fuck, the chat, I'm all up in that. All up in that, like, fuck your trap, nigga.
Like, fuck your trap, nigga. Come through, I don't lack, nigga. I just smack, nigga. Came through when I black, nigga. Yeah, you slack, nigga. Came through, I just don't know how to act, nigga. With my bad bitch. Yeah, it's tragic. Work the wrist like it's fucking magic. Niggas know I got the skills and I assist. If you need a pass, then I get on your ass, nigga. I come through with the cash and I come through fast. Came to get in the whip and I came to make it dash. Came to do it dash, I had to do it fast. I gotta make it first, I gotta make it last. I gotta make it fast, I gotta do it. Came through, yeah, the rapping is through the fluids. Through the fluid, through the veins. Niggas know I bring the pain like Damon Wayans. Major pain, I be in your chick and I'm slaying her. Yeah, she a dame, I'm like Damon, yo.
And I damaged the track and I came damaged the amateur. I don't care, and this ain't no amateur night at the Apollo. And I ain't gon' follow your main bro gon' swallow. It don't really matter, I see through your hoes, they hollow. I'm a hollow head and get enough, they couldn't see through these nuts. And matter of fact, I came through your bitch guts. Don't matter what night it was, I came in the cut like you already know what the fuck it was. I ain't gotta say shit, I just say less. Came through with the shit, the kicks won't pay less. On some other shit, dog, I'm on my shit, dog. And I ain't had to smoke no sex. Only smoke that GG, I'm probably smoking on that OG dream. And had the OG dream after I took a nap. The weed nap, matter of fact, bro, I woke up and took a nap. Took a shit, then I wrote a rap.
Took a shit, then I wrote a rap. You talking shit, now you wanna dab. You talking shit, I might have you clap. And I have you no looking back. And I'm in the V when it's fucking
Bob shit, you know what I'm saying?
Bob shit, ghost shit.
Shout out to the ghost, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, but I want to talk about the whole, you know, missing girls in D.C., bro.
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah.
I want to get into that shit. Like, what was your reaction on that? Tell me about it, Kyle. Like, how did you feel when you heard about that?
Shit. Yeah, to be completely honest, I don't know much. I didn't hear much. I did hear about it. I seen, like, little things and stuff. I just saw another caption that said, like, that they were runaways. I don't even know, like.
Yeah.
I don't know. That shit is scary, bro. Because, it's like, to me, man, I haven't really said much about it. Because, for me, I've heard shit about this before D.C. Like, it's been going on in the Bronx.
Yeah.
Missing girls been missing in the Bronx. And then, out of nowhere, you hear about missing women. Well, missing women and men all over the U.S.,
yeah.
And then on top of that, then the big outrage becomes D.C. I'm not saying don't outrage over nothing, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, bring the girls back home. But it's like, I can't put no faith in anyone to bring our girls back home when these same people out here taking our people out. You know what I'm saying? Who knows what's going on? I know I'm not out here to spoil nothing, but we still get out. And then even before Get Out, we knew what was going on, you know what I'm saying? Even when they taking niggas out, we know why they taking niggas out.
Yeah. You think about that?
Me personally, what I think about it, I think that's just messed up, you know what I'm saying? Like, it happens every day. Any neighborhood, any state, anywhere, bro. This shit happens often. And people gotta stop doing that shit, like, people are creeps, bro.
It reminds me of Taken.
Taken. The movie?
Yeah, the first one.
When
the shorty with daughter had went to
got
France.
Got kidnapped?
Went to France with her friend. And then they got...
Did she get kidnapped?
They got lured on by some French dude or whatever, but he turned out to be some trafficker or whatever. And then kidnapped him. And then that's when shit got lit. She got lit. Then, when dude went out to France or whatever, and he went searching for her, that's when he seen a whole bunch of bodies all doped up and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? And that was all part of it.
So you never know. That's what they could be doing out here. But just imagine, like, just imagine as a parent how you feel, like, knowing that your son or daughter's been missing.
Man, that shit is scary, man. I don't wish that on anybody, like, on any kid.
That shit is crazy, yo. Like, on any kid, please find these females, please. Like, find these women. For real, like, we gotta get it together, people. Like, why are we fucking beating each other up? Why are we even bashing each other? Come together as unity, man. Show peace.
Black people.
I mean,
but you can only say so much to niggas. You know what I'm saying?
Niggas.
You can only say so much to niggas, man, because you can tell niggas all day, we gotta stop doing this, we gotta put our money aside and all that other shit. Niggas is always
so you get
niggas.
Every last nigga to do the same thing. You're gonna be one nigga that fucks it all up.
Yeah, it's always that
regardless,
one.
Regardless, you can set lead by example. You can have 99, yeah, no matter. 100 niggas. It takes one nigga to do it.
One nigga do something we all looked at by that one nigga.
That's exactly.
Like, however that nigga act, we all is. You know, it's the same shit.
Shit, wow.
It's just different for us.
Very different, man. And then it's like we gotta work twice as hard just to get the look we supposed to get. Cause they out here taking everything from us by the snap of a button.
Everywhere
we go.
Shame we got Trump. We had 3 more years.
Niggas got 3 more years of Trump.
Oh man, if we even make it with 3 years with Trump, I don't know what the hell's going on, son. Cause they just repealed the fucking Trump care, and you know we got time.
Yo, I'm really sick of this game, bro.
And then on top of that, they got the whole they talking about this ties with Russia. I don't know too much, man. I'm not the nigga to talk to about politics and shit.
Yeah, I hate politics.
But you know what it is though? It's scary how since Donald Trump got into office, everyone is politicians now.
Yeah.
Everybody
cares about marketing and shit like that.
Not even that. Everyone cares about what the fuck is happening with our country. We already know what the fuck is happening with our country.
It's been fucked up.
As black men, we definitely understand that. That's why I feel like I don't even care.
And it's fucked up that we gotta look at it like that. And then niggas will look at it, bitches will look at us and be like, oh, y'all don't got no compassion, no sympathy.
Did y'all vote?
No.
See, that's some bad shit.
I ain't gonna hold you. I ain't vote, son.
I can't.
It was too risky, son.
My mom forced me. She fucking forced me to go.
I'm only saying nah, but my mom same shit happened to me. My mom forced me, but I didn't write my vote in.
I voted for Hillary. I thought she would win.
I ain't vote for none of them. It's too risky, bro. Yeah.
I don't trust that shit. But now it's fucked.
Nigga, I really got the ban. Bro, I voted for Bernie, bro.
I voted for Bernie. I still have my seat.
That was a waste, bro. Facts. Yo, facts. That's why I was like, nah, I'm not voting again, my nigga.
I woke up early.
That's crazy, bro.
I still remember that day, my nigga. I woke up, smoked a blunt. I said, I'm about to go vote for this nigga Bernie. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, I ain't even smoke a blunt. I just went. Because my grandmother was on some hoe. Oh, no, we not voting for Bernie. Everybody know we in this house, we vote for Hillary.
Yeah,
punched that vote in, got my sticker. I'm out, mm-hmm. and then out of nowhere, 10,000 votes. Like I don't know if it was 10,000 or 100,000 votes. Like went missing and shit. And next thing you know, this nigga we had Hillary running, and then just to lose.
Yeah,
nigga, we all hated that shit, bro. We all hated that shit. Like, that's a fact.
And that says another thing about black people. Everybody was on, like, why was we really supporting Hillary? Well, not we. I was here doing what I was doing my whole time, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to leave that to y'all. You know what I'm saying? All because she said she had a hot sauce in her bag?
I'll be completely honest with that. I'm going with Hillary because she's a Democrat.
Man, she lost.
Obama.
She lost.
Endorsed her.
She lost. She had failed.
I don't know, man. But even at the same, I don't know, man. I had no faith. I never had no faith in president. I never really woke up and said, all right, president. You know what I'm saying? Like, what are you doing for my life today? You know what I'm saying?
Niggas don't be coming to the hood. Niggas don't know the real.
I never seen a president face to face.
Word.
I only see presidents in textbooks and on TV.
Niggas said textbooks, though. That's a fact.
I might never vote again just because of what happened.
Exactly. Like, this says enough. Like,
nobody should even vote anymore.
Yo, now you turn on the TV, you see Trump, 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 Trump. Yo, I'm sick of it, bro. It disgusts me, bro. President Trump. The fuck? I'd be like, yo,
I don't know, man. I think a lot of wild shit, but I know this nigga Trump goes to sleep every night. Like, yo. I'm really the president.
I'm
really the president.
I know he really lived
in his life. I don't know if whether to him it was a whole joke or a scheme, like, and shit, but like now he's going to sleep every night, like, yo, I'm really the president.
The sad thing about it is he knew he was going to win from the job.
He knew
he said he was going to be president of the United States of America.
He said, I am going to make America great again.
You can't even support him in public.
Hell no.
That's crazy. That's
nigga try to sue Snoop.
Yeah. We have a president that's active on Twitter, just like us.
Word.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, the thing is, there'll just never be another Obama. It's just is what it is.
At this point,
bro, the way I'm seeing life right now, my nigga, I'm just rolling up, bro. Just rolling up. Yo, when Obama was president, what we did, DZ?
Rolled up Blizzy.
We was like, damn.
Did y'all vote for Obama?
I voted for Obama.
I definitely did, bro. Obama, Obama, Obama.
Twice.
Twice? He was old enough?
Yeah, bro.
Wait, now, was I?
Two terms.
Nah, I wasn't. Nah, I ain't vote twice.
Nigga said... Nigga did the emoji just now. He was like,
I thought I did. Yeah. Thinking emoji.
Nigga said, two times? Nigga, we young.
I probably thought I did, but not then.
Oh, good.
Yeah, man. Like, yo, man, that man left the White House and been smiling ever since.
Yeah, nigga on the beach.
He on the beach wearing shorts.
Yo, Chocolatas. His toes out and shit.
Shades. He's taking pictures
with his belly out.
He's smiling at people.
Nigga signing autographs.
Oh.
Yo, man.
Everybody love him.
Nigga on stage in Trinidad with a suit on, turning up. Yo, my son Obama really good, son.
Damn, son.
Yo, nigga, good, God. Yo, damn,
we ain't even appreciate him until now. It's like, damn.
Yo, now you know what's crazy, bro? As crazy as that sounds, I knew it was coming, bro. I knew it was coming because it's like, the whole time I'm thinking, it's like, yo, you got the second term, but ain't no third.
No worries.
It ain't no
it's
third.
Over after this.
It ain't no third, my nigga. So it's like, ain't no other black male qualified enough like Obama to do the shit he did. We not putting our fucking trust in no Ben Carson. Fuck out of here.
That nigga's cool a bitch ass nigga, son. Nigga, Ben Carson is a jerk.
Nigga, my grandmother used to make me read books about you. I never read the book, though.
I'm about to burn that shit. You a bitch ass nigga.
You bitch.
Fuck politics.
Fuck politics.
Fuck politics for real.
Deadass. Yo, fuck politics. Just because I don't know all of this shit.
Yo, deadass. Suck my dick. Fox News.
CNN.
CNN. MSNBC. Fox 5. Suck a dick.
I don't know what the fuck y'all be talking about, son.
I keep one eye open like CBS, nigga. Sean Carter, nigga.
Damn,
Sean Carter taught me, nigga.
I be watching this shit and be like, yo... This, and the third. They doing this. Republican. Oh, come on. It's too much to fucking keep up, my nigga.
Spread some fucking
good news. Am I going to be working in the White House, bro?
Yo, spread some fucking good news for once, my nigga.
Yo, I really hate seeing Trump on the news, though. Real shit.
I've been used to seeing
we got three more years.
You gonna be on the news.
I'm gonna keep rolling up for three more years, my nigga.
Man, we've been rolling up since Obama been in office. So
we're rolling up. Yo, if we get two terms of Trump, bro. Yo.
All right. I'm gonna keep it above with y'all. If we get two terms of Trump, that's when you gotta consider leaving. For real. You
everybody leave. Gonna be gone already.
Word. You gotta move everybody out.
We good. We done fucking came on the slave ship. Nigga, we deserve to be here now, nigga. We Word. Was born here. We got our papers right.
What do you think if Trump builds that wall?
That wall ain't... They built that shit.
I'm still going to Cancun.
Fuck. They stopped that shit. That's my...
Yeah, that's now. A dub. Yeah,
dub.
Yeah. You try to have Mexico fund it.
Trump is a failure.
He's a sucker, bro.
He's a failure.
Nigga's a sucker. Far. He's a bitch. That's what he is. Fuck politics. Yo, yeah. Kyle, what's your favorite Jordan?
Yeah, man. Back to this rap shit. This fashion shit. This bopper shit.
Out of it. segment.
I'm gonna do a little drop.
Yeah, I had to, my nigga.
We had a little politics segment, but I know y'all niggas ain't into that shit. Fast forward.
Fuck that. Best kicks, bro.
Best kicks? Your favorite or best Jordans. Jordan. Best Jordans?
Yeah.
Let's see. You gotta think about it, you know what I mean?
Take your time, bro.
Alright. You know, I never thought about this before. So I'm gonna just go with right now. My head, I'm seeing a 4. I don't know. I just feel like maybe a Jordan 4. Like, as far as numbers, or are you talking about actual colorway?
No, just numbers, bro. Numbers?
Yeah, I think the 4s are...
The best ones?
I don't know if they're the best, but they are fire.
No, it's your opinion, bro.
I love the 4s. I don't even got no 12s, but I would say the 12s is fire. I don't got no 12s, though.
The 12s?
Yeah, 12s is elite.
But that's... And then the ones is obviously.
Yeah, that's for a class.
I ain't want to name the ones.
Nick said, I don't want to do the ones. Yeah, so what's your favorite, D's?
My favorite is the 11s. The 11s, the 7s.
Damn, I said 1. Niggas is picky. Oh yeah, niggas is picky.
Because if I had to just pick 1, I'm gonna have to just pick at least 3. If I pick at least 3, I'm gonna be naming like 5. I'm gonna be saying
if you want
Space Jam, the Breads, Bordeaux. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? All right. All types of shit.
Best like 5. So you named like 2.
Best 5 Jordans.
Yeah, top 5 Jordans.
Top 5 Jordans.
Now you got more advantage.
The actual shoe or the numbers? Top 5 numbers.
Top 5 numbers.
Alright.
That you like.
I'll go with the 4s.
Mm-hmm.
The 12s.
Mm-hmm.
The 11s. Damn. The 1s. Damn, that shit is hard, bro. That's a hard-ass question.
Nah.
Because I want to say 14s, and I want to say 3s.
I didn't say 14s. I ain't going to lie. I low-key, like, I won't say I slept on it, but it didn't really catch my eye until, like, one day I looked at the white and black shit and the Laneys.
Yeah.
Definitely
fuck with the 14. I got the Ferrari shit.
Yeah, the Ferrari shit. Yeah.
The Laneys. The Gingers is fire. Even a 16, see? I gotta think about 16.
Nigga going, but he about to
Cherry
make 10.
Woods.
Oh, he going.
He going 10.
You feel me? 11s with the snake skin.
To retirement. Mm-hmm.
Come on, man. You can't. This Jordans is just Jordans. Like,
word.
It's just too classic.
This nigga Jordan not even wearing his own shoe. Like, what the fuck, son?
His wife is. Shit.
Niggas is really...
He has too many.
Nigga wearing Reebok, God. Nigga on the beach wearing Reebok, my nigga.
They not even mad at him for doing that.
He probably copped him out there. Like, yo, I need some shit.
My shoe
wear my damn shoe, man.
What's your top 5?
Yeah, man. top five is the twos, the 12s, the 18s. 18s is spicy. I would like to say the ones. And
this is hard, man.
Damn.
Deep.
I'm gonna go with the tens.
Okay. Yeah, which is really.
Yeah, back then the tens, bro, the with tens this. Had flavors, bro.
But if I could do the top 10, then I could really get into it. Nah.
Get y'all for this.
Nah, it's just crazy. It's like
nah, son. It's like, name me your top 5 best rappers. Shit is tough, bro.
That's easier than naming top 5 joints.
Nah, that shit is hard. I'm like, oh, shit. I'm leaving somebody out. Fuck.
That'd be true.
I don't want to leave nobody out, but I be leaving niggas, son. All
right, top 5 rappers.
Oh, yeah, man, let's get it, bro.
Now, all time.
What?
All time.
All time?
Yeah, right all now, time? It switches.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? My shit switch up every 2 to 3 years.
It's like, who drops music? It's like, all right, now you in my top 5 right now.
Mm-hmm. It's like, all right, nah, you got to go down.
You got to have a great year.
All time, up. Bet. Yay. Nice. Big. See, man, this is where shit get. After those three, yep. This is where shit get real.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. M and Kiss. Fire. That's a fire five.
That's fire.
Saying.
That's fire.
But then I might just do some dumb shit and just say, like, yo, shit, yo, I just switched my shit right there. You know what I'm saying? But, like, if anything, that's a solid 5 for me.
Yeah,
you know what
that's
saying?
A good 5.
Solid 5.
I fuck with Pac, you know what I'm saying? But yeah. It's like,
that's a valid 5 right there.
Yeah, solid.
My shit is, you got 4 of this and 4 of my 5. I just would put Pac, but.
Yeah, I'm saying, regardless, Kiss. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but Eminem is definitely my top 5. Niggas, I was trying to put niggas on Eminem the other day. He was listening to Big Al Eminem. It was just shitting on Eminem. Like, yo, I can't relate to this thing. He's just too crazy. I'm like, yo, this nigga lyrically is just insane, though. Like, that shit is crazy.
He's crazy, bro.
That shit is too fire. Niggas just wasn't fucking with it. But it's like that. That's how it is with music.
Yeah, man.
Preferences.
That's why I bump all that crazy shit by myself.
Nah, Eminem is a GOAT. Niggas.
That ass, bro. I'm still waiting on that track with him and Nas.
Niggas be sleeping on him.
Yo, man, I go to sleep every night wondering why certain niggas ain't collab, man.
Word, dead ass. I think about that every day, son. I'd be like, yo.
Yo, there was a video of Swiss Beatz playing a Nas, Jay-Z, DMX.
That was a beat battle.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, speaking of other beat battle.
Khaled, some Khaled shit too.
Khaled shit?
I think it was some Khaled shit. I don't know though. Maybe it was some Nas shit.
Nah, it was Swiss, like, nah, was birthday Swiss. Party or some shit.
Nah, it had to be the beat battle because that was.
Yeah, that was a beat battle.
With him and Just Blaze.
With him and Just. Yeah. That's when he played the drink with him. With him, Nas, Jay, DMX, and Kiss.
Oh, yeah, Kiss was on that shit. Yeah,
that shit was crazy. Yeah. That shit was fire.
Probably never hear that again.
Yeah, so 2 months later, so that was how probably.
Shit, we'll see if that shit ever come out. I know Nas got mad shit.
Or I know it's Nas' album done and I'm waiting on it.
Nas said that shit last year. His album was done.
Word, he's waiting for the
but
perfect
you know
time.
How the game go.
Nah, I'm waiting. It's gonna come out. It's gonna come out soon. But yo. Beats, Rhymes, and Vibes podcast. You know, promote your social media, bro.
Instagram, Twitter, SoundCloud. Everything is Kai Slick, K-A-I Slick, S-L-I-C-K. One word, everything. YouTube, fucking Google.
Googling. I mean, it's a pleasure, bro. Thanks for pulling up over here. I get, you know, you didn't really OD this time, you know what I'm saying? You didn't really pull up and OD, but...
I'm calm tonight.
Nigga came up
work
some
at 8 a.m.
Yeah, work at 8 a.m., you feel me?
And so, we trying to take it easy on the blunts, man. This year, we trying to get right, though.
420, I'm going to go out strong.
I ain't going front.
I'm going out on my birthday, man.
When'd you be there?
429. 9 days after 420. Man, if you wasn't doing that, I would say pull up the AC with niggas, man.
I'll pull up, man. I'm a gambler.
Oh, shit. I forgot. Yeah, my son be doing blackjack.
Anytime I head casino, I'm there. Mm. Yeah, I'm a blackjack guy.
Yo, man, I'm going to definitely keep you posted on the AC moves because, you know, we about to be litty.
We'll go next week. I'm good, nigga. I'm a gambler. Gambler.
Like, nigga said I'm a gambler.
What's the highest you hit?
The highest? Shit, I be giving back. I ain't gonna talk. But,
niggas.
The highest I hit, left the casino with, like, 1,200 maybe. But I be going with, like.
Goals, man. Goals. Yeah, I go to Atlantic City, I hit 1,200, nigga. Boom. No.
Good.
Good. No.
It depends, though, because, you know, when you hit like that, sometimes, like, I was down a lot, like, and I got back. When you go with, like, $100, $200, $300. And you leave with a rack, that's flip.
Good
that's,
flip.
That's a nice little flip.
I mean, sometimes you turn a dollar in as well.
Yeah. Yo, yeah, I was down. I lost 700. I was down to my last 100. And I hit for 800. And I just got right back. And I was hyped, nigga. Then I fucking just kept going with it. And I left for over a rack.
It's like, lit.
You got to go down sometime. I just lost. I just went to Cali, lost 300. I'm a gambler, man. But hey, it's business for me.
At the end of the day, it's just business.
You think getting money, man.
Yo, B Tribes and Vibes. Keep in tune. Keep subscribing to us. Yeah, shout outs to Kostlick, keep pulling up.
Well, let me shout out Ty Johnson, Evel, Nat, Josh Benny, Flea, Chuck. All the homies, Ghost Gang, Hill Boys. Yeah, I know I forgot niggas, but it was up.
Free Why Not.
Free Why Not, definitely. Thank you.
Love is love, bro.
Definitely gotta see him soon.
It's your man, D.F. Finesse. Follow me on Twitter. D.D. Finesse, Doe, D.O.E. I.G. Do it for the boppers.
Follow me on Instagram, Twitter, Q_TNA. I'm saying Q Bev's on the check in. And this blunt is hitting me hard.
Hell yeah.
Damn, son.
Beats, rhymes, and vibes, shit.
Yeah. We about to end it.